it's 11 o'clock. And at 11 o'clock every other Tuesday, we go live with the Otway Health Check. And this is a bit of a special Tuesday, really, because, well, we've gone to the top. Good morning, Kate Gillen.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Okay. Just try that microphone again.
Good morning.
That's much better. That's much better indeed. So, news from just due to challenges with some other staff, you've jumped into the hot seat to tell us.
We were going to have the experts this morning, but we've gone to the stand-in.
Okay, just a second. This microphone is misbehaving, so we'll switch microphones. Try that one. And we'll do that. Okay.
How's that?
That's much better.
Okay.
Technical issues aside. See, it's one of those days. We've got a stand-in presenter and a stand-in spokesperson and,
stand-in microphone.
We'll have to get rid of that thing or get it sorted. Okay. So this is the health check. You've jumped into the hot seat at the last minute. What's been happening at Otway Health?
Well, we thought today it'd be good to talk about summer and the summer that's just dwindling away as we speak.
I've turned the heater on this morning.
It has been beautiful and, being on the coast, it's our busy time.
Mm.
And we're really fortunate, obviously, to have services that are able to ramp right up in the busy time. So if you consider high summer to be between Christmas Day and Australia Day, most days we'd be at least fourfold and sometimes tenfold the activity that we'd usually see. And we've got a great team of staff who are there Christmas Day and New Year's Day and every other day when some of us are off enjoying the beach.
Yep.
So we're very grateful for that and the expertise that that we have. But just good to talk about the summer and how busy it was.
How busy was it? Have you got numbers and things?
So we see 2,000 presentations through the urgent care every year.
Wow.
And about three quarters of that is in summer.
Okay.
So, we tend to see 10 to 15 patients every day in that high summer time. And this was the first summer we had the medical centre right alongside, and they were busy as well.
Yep.
So that was good. They saw actually an additional 250 people or consultations that in the same period as they would have the year before.
Okay.
So that's good. That's a service that's getting much busier. And I think you talked a few weeks ago to the new... the lads.
Oh yes, to the registrars. Yeah. Yes. The doctors with the training wheels.
So Dr. Alan Jardine and Leighton Delmenico, and they started with us right at the start of February. So as just as we were coming off summer, and so that's been great to have them and settling right in, and got a great patient cohort now as well.
Yeah, and they seem to like the life. I mean, the interesting thing talking to them and really thinking about the life we live in Apollo Bay is that, aside from being passionate about being doctors and what they're very interested in is being in a place where you can jump on a surfboard and go and surf. And so the only way that can really happen if you're a doctor or any other, pharmacist or anybody else really, is that if there's a team.
That's right.
And a large-ish team at that. Yeah. That's where you can spread the work. And that's, I suppose, one of the benefits of the larger group and the upcoming... What are we calling it? Amalgamation? Merger?
Amalgamation. We can talk about that. I think the last time we might have talked, we were saying that we had, the boards let the community know at the end of November that they that this is what they were thinking was a good thing to do, and spent some more time talking to the community about the important things that we should put in the proposal to the minister.
Yep.
So, you know, some really good things came out of that, and particularly around things like local representation, making sure that the voice wasn't diminished in any changes. And so that sits with the minister at the moment. So,
okay.
Not sure of the time frame.
Well, they're all busy with other issues at the minute.
Yes, possibly.
like who's running the country and stuff like that.
That's right. Yeah. So we will hear in time and we'll keep communicating about that.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, the reassuring thing for people was that the message from the board was that services will only increase, and that's because we'll be able to put more services in, more dollars into the front line, and less into the kind of corporate services.
Yeah. One bookkeeper from instead of two.
Yeah, that's right.
Essentially,
fewer CEOs.
Fewer CEOs. Yeah, well, that's probably not a bad thing. Jumping back to the summer, was there anything that jumped out in terms of our response? We didn't have any sort of, fortunately, we didn't have any major incidents or any big stuff that I can remember.
No, it was busy and stable, which is great. So, you know, sometimes you can have summers that are kind of very demanding from the types of things that happen.
Yeah.
So we felt fortunate about that. I think the whole coast felt that it was a little bit of a quieter summer than usual.
Okay.
Maybe, 10% quieter or something like that.
But that's not a bad thing. No, not at all. No.
Yeah.
And back up at Otway Health, because it was going to Brad. We were going to be chatting to Brad, our nurse practitioner today.
Yeah.
And I noticed in the news sheet someone singing the praises of the nurse practitioner and being a little concerned that model might be being challenged or something, but that's not – that's.
Yeah, no, I think they might have been referring to the survey that we have out at the moment.
Okay.
And the survey primarily is about in relation to the medical centre, what are the services that people would like to see increased?
Mm.
So what are the things that they feel as though it's hard to get into or that they think should be added to the services? And that will give us a guide, because in February we had the opportunity to do some forward planning and some thinking about the sort of expansion that's needed for this this community, and we wanted the community to have a say in that. So we talked about physiotherapy and eye testing and all those sorts of things that people might need. We didn't ask a specific question about nurse practitioners, mostly because it wasn't the focus of the survey. I think it's important to say that nurse practitioners have been really fantastic part of the team.
Mm.
And we do definitely see the team working as a whole. So with our ambulance paramedics and our nurse practitioners, our registered nurses and our GPs, all part of that team that provides a comprehensive service, you know, in that every day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Yeah.
So we do need everybody part of that. Over summer, we had a nurse practitioner return to help Brad with the load, and that was Jane O'Connell.
Okay, yep.
And she'll be back at Easter as well.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's great. Yep.
So we've got her returning, and she loves the time that she comes to Apollo Bay. And we also had some additional GPs, so what we call locum GPs, and that's where they come for a short period of time and help us out with the busy period.
Okay, so all's well in the world, really. You've got you're still looking for some extra members on the community advisory committee?
No, I think that's been finalised this week. So
great.
I think there's another two or three.
Yep.
I haven't been part of that process, but that's been good. It's been some good interest, and they're an important group that help us when there are decisions to be made, or to help us be a link to the community.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, because I suppose really, and especially this will be particularly true as, you know, amalgamations and arrangements and services are organised, that, you know, inside Otway Health is a world of its own. And so to make sure that it's well connected to this little world that's out here
is
a pretty important function. Yeah.
And you do need the community voice because, you know, when you come around a decision, people who aren't connected with the organisation bring a fresh perspective. And it's really important that you've got a wide range of community perspectives when you're looking at something.
Yes. Mm. Have a quiet sharing of views.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah, that's a great thing to be doing. And so what other news from the front?
Oh, so we might have talked in the last few weeks about the aged care refurbishment.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, we mentioned it the other week. But is there a timeline for that now?
Yeah, so that is looking to be finished towards the end of April.
Mm.
And we're planning to have an open day so that people can come and have a cup of tea and
Have a look around, admire the new colours and things.
Yeah. So that's really lovely. And it is disruptive when you do work for the residents and so on. And they're being really terrific with that process. So, and that's going all very well. And we've had really good contractors who are working with us.
Mm.
So that's been good. So we'll get that information out about the open afternoon tea, I think it is.
So as part of the afternoon tea to mark the refurbishment, is there an opportunity then maybe to outline some of the possibilities around the new building for Laura Pengelly? Maybe are there any plans as such yet, or drawings and things?
Yeah, so we've been working through three, I guess what you call concept options.
Mm.
So this is around master planning. So if you look at the whole site and you need to rebuild sections when they get when it gets too old.
Yep.
How would you do that so that you get best flow and best use of the space and so on? So we've had three options of concept designs, and what we're talking to at the state government level is for them to be able to give us some funds to progress those options and also give us some indication as to what options they would be most receptive to.
Mm-hmm.
So usually with your options, you've got something that's relatively inexpensive to do right through to, you know, a significant rebuild.
The bells and whistles thing,
Yeah.
And a case for each, because it's not just about how little money you can get away with spending.
Right.
It's about how long whatever the investment is going to last.
Yeah, that's right.
Because, you know, a Band-Aid's good for a minute.
Yep, that's right. And so these things are long processes.
Yeah.
So you do have to, you know, lobby and get in the queue for capital funds and so on. So we're certainly, you know, have some concepts.
Mm.
And the other piece of that we've been doing, any work that we do within the current building, we try to make sure is not going to have to be redone.
Mm.
So that master plan gives us some good concepts, I guess, around things that we know would stay
for the long term.
Stay as they are, and then we can do some refurb around that. So
mm-hmm.
The urgent care refurbishment is another one that we've done, and upgrading the X-ray as part of that as well.
Okay,
coming.
All right. We might, play a few sponsorship announcements and come back. Is that a good idea?
Excellent.
This is the Otway Health Check on 3. ABR.
Otway Health is your local health and community services provider in Apollo Bay.
They offer expert quality care in their urgent care unit, in-home support, community health and wellbeing programs, residential care and allied health services, performed by their professional and friendly staff.
The urgent care unit operates 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
visit the website at otwayhealth.org.au for more information or phone 5237 8500.
Don't forget to tune in to hear the Otway Health Check on 3ABR, Tuesday mornings every fortnight between 11 and 11.30am.
Otway Health, providing round-the-clock, quality expert care.
Proud sponsor of 3ABR.
Drifted off to Argentina with Greville Patterson, an old friend of mine who lives in Brisbane and writes a nice song. But we're back here on the Otway Health Check with Kate Gillen, who runs the joint just in her spare time while she's not running the other joint.
Is that what I do?
Apparently, yeah, so they say. So, and speaking of running joints, Otway Health actually own quite a bit of property around Apollo Bay, don't they?
Yeah, so the board's been reviewing the properties that they own and looking at what are the needs now, and the needs have changed since properties have
been purchased. Yeah, sure. Yeah, like the old practice, you know.
Yeah,
you know,
and so what are the needs and what current properties do we have, and what's the state of repair and so on, and doing a review around how we should best use each property. And so they're close to the end of that process, and then we'll take that discussion to the Community Advisory Committee. So they're our key committee that connects us.
Yeah, that's the nexus between the community and the organisation. But
And so, you know, the board likes to keep the community informed and to also have that as a two-way thing.
And get a bit of comment, yeah. So if they sort of say, oh, that property in whatever street could be good for nurses, then there might be some reason why, oh, no, we had nurses there before and they made a lot of noise or
That's right,
or
something
whatever.
Like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So there are, that's right, there could be things that need to be taken into account.
Yeah.
So we'll start to then have a bit of a process. It might be a tea talk process, it might be a bit of a survey process, but something that gives the opportunity for the community to have a bit of an awareness and a say in that next step.
Yep.
And so what we're really trying to achieve primarily is that we need a medical centre that is on site, so we can work together, but is big enough to be able to meet our growing needs. So that's one of the really important things that we need to provide for, and then also a staff accommodation. So we do find that permanent rental is not very readily available.
It's tough.
And also for those people who are, you know, perhaps transient or short term,
3 month placement or whatever, and young doctors are here for 12 months, you know, so that's that sort of thing.
So that's what we're undertaking, and so we'll see something in the news sheet and that sort of thing in the next little while as to how that will roll out.
Okay. And if you've got if you have any questions or comments or opinions, I mean, you can express them anywhere, but if you want to speed the process, you can get in touch with the Community Advisory Committee, or the CEO of Otway Health Direct. I believe she's very accessible.
That's right. There's always the contact details in the news sheet every week. So there's a board email address, and there's also a CAC email address. Happy to hear from people, and better to talk to us than to talk to everyone else.
Well, that's right.
Where you'll get
Well, if it's a compliment, tell someone else. If it's a complaint, tell us.
That's a good one.
and generally, we round up with services. Are you across podiatry and the kind of stuff that's going on or not? No.
Yeah, well, I think we certainly put all of that in the news sheet every week, but talking about new services and so on.
Mm.
Yeah. Yep. So I think we might have touched on the dietitian who is now working at the medical centre, so that's Ali Patterson, and she's been... Oh, she's been flat out.
In fact, she's so busy I can't interview her. I'm talking to her. I think I've got to get up at 7:30 on Friday morning to go and interview Ali about the service that she's offering. But it sounds exciting. It's a great addition. Yeah,
she's been really well received. And we've also training up allied health assistants. Mm-hmm. So these are people who work with physios and dietitians and so on, and they have the ability to continue on a program that is set by an allied health professional.
Yep.
So that's been a terrific group that are working together in that whole space around exercise and wellness and keeping fit.
Well, the exercise and wellness thing, I got a referral to the sports physiologist.
Mm-hmm.
And I was well suspicious of going to the sports physiologist.
Now, who was that? Was that Campbell?
Campbell, yeah. Yep. And within about 4 minutes, I was fairly impressed.
We'd like to clone Campbell.
And about an hour later, I mean, it was a really long consult. And there were a couple of other, you know, I came about my ankle, but there's my shoulder and my back. It covered a lot. And emailed me the appropriate understandable exercises to do. It all made perfect sense, you know. He was a delight, very professional, and I was really impressed.
Fantastic.
So clone him, do you think? Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. So that's really that whole space around exercise and rehabilitation and. What's the term that's often used is enablement, so that we're the best we can be, particularly if there's an injury or something that's recurring.
Yeah, yeah. So if you've got a dodgy knee or a dodgy something or other, get a referral, go see Campbell because he's pretty good.
Right.
The dental van comes and goes and other stuff.
Yeah, I haven't got dates for that. No. But, what we aim to do is put everything in the news sheet when there's things coming up to book into. Yep.
Terrific. All right. Well, thanks for popping by
thanks
this morning.
Much.
Filling in for Brad.
I hope I did him proud.
Be nice to just casually say, oh, yeah, I had the CEO fill in for me. this has been another Otway Health Check, and we're here every Tuesday. If it's 1 week, it's live, and if it's not, then it's a repeat from the week before. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being here, Kate. This is 3ABR Community Radio in Apollo Bay.